So, in summary then, this task of submitting end-of-year returns, which is quite important, it's a once-a-year task, of course, which must not be left until the last minute. Preparation is everything, starting with monthly and annual reconciliation of deductions and payments, followed by checks on tax codes and NI category letters before the payroll is finally closed down. Pay-as-you-earn NIC regulations require employers to pay over the amounts deductible, not just the amounts deducted. So have we failed to operate pay-as-you-earn and or deduct Class 1 NICs? And do we need to make any last-minute adjustments to ensure that the end-of-year returns are correct before we submit them to HMRC by the 19th of May 2009 statutory deadline? When we make a start on the completion of those returns, do we have all the information to hand? And if we're intended to do this online, have we already registered and activated pay-as-you-earn online? If we have done that previously, where is the username and password? And let's check out that it works before we leave it to the last minute and then find it doesn't. Remember the statutory deadlines and set yourself or your clients a realistic timetable to be able to accurately complete and submit the returns. Submitting pay-as-you-earn end of returns is an onerous but important task, and we need to prepare and exercise care. There's a lot of help out there, and there's more help to come from the AAT with the CPD master courses, which will be going around the country over March and April. I hope to see some of you there. Thank you very much for listening today.